Some people call them guerrilla beekeepers. They like to keep their hive locations a secret. That's so the neighbors won't get worried about 60,000 bees living next door. There are white beehive boxes on rooftops in Paris, Chicago, Manhattan. And there are beehives tucked into open lots in the middle of downtown Detroit. Rich Wieske has been raising bees here for 8 years.
I mean, you think of cities as buildings, but Detroit's a little different because there's a lot of homes that have been bulldozed, tore down. So there's a lot of open fields. Great for bees.
Bees have a lot to eat in the city. They love the pollen and nectar from backyard gardens. Rich Wieske's just gotten a shipment of bees from California. Today, he's installing new worker bees and queens into his hives in the corner of an empty lot. He's one of the people trying to replace the bees that are mysteriously dying. This shipment of bees comes packed in wooden boxes, sort of like big shoe boxes, and there are about 9,000 bees to a box.
Don't move fast, but be warned, okay?
Wieske gives the box a big shake. No kidding, he's shaking the box of 9,000 bees. They pour into the hive in a bright orange stream. The bees buzz by our heads and land in my hair and fly up my sleeves. But Rich Wieske promises the honeybees are not out to get us. They'd actually rather not sting, because then they die. Wieske has a hive he suspects is a little worked up, so he gets out the smoker. It looks like the love child of a watering can and a miniature accordion. It sends out little puffs of white smoke.
I use lavender, sage, any dried herbs. Also, those cedar chips that you find in the bottom of a gerbil cage.
He waves the smoker around the hive before he lifts the cover off. He says the puffs of smoke calm the bees down. It covers up the alarm pheromone bees give off, which apparently smells like bananas if you're unlucky enough to smell it. Wieske got into beekeeping with 2 hives, and now he's got more than 100.
You got to watch beekeepers. A lot of them become missionaries. You can tell a beekeeper because they love talking about bees, and they'll talk to anybody about bees and try and get them to become beekeepers.
Wieske has a lot of apprentices. The next stop on our bee tour is a working farm, right in the middle of downtown Detroit. Rich Wieske is helping his understudies install new bees in the hives. He's giving Adam Verville the same lesson he gave me earlier.
And this is the sort of scary part.
Verville says a lot of his friends keep bees in the city.
People don't have much money, and so like really these projects supplement our incomes essentially by giving us food and honey.
There is a lot of honey in beekeeping. Not a whole lot of money, though. But the beekeepers say they feel like they're part of something bigger. Stephen Buckman is a bee expert. He coordinates the group Pollinator Partnership. He says honeybees pollinate 1/3 of the food grown in the United States. So every beekeeper replacing disappearing bees helps.
By having thousands of people all over the country doing this, they have a significant impact on pollinator declines.
Buckman says you don't have to raise bees in your backyard to help out. He says you can plant flowers that bees like sunflowers and lavender. You can cut down on pesticides in your yard or use none at all. And you can support your own urban beekeepers by buying local honey. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.